brought to you by Penguin.
Now She Is Witch, written and read by Kirsty Logan. To Great Aunt Edith, I hope I'm like you when I grow up. Before. My mother tells me a story. Our house in the forest is tiny and ramshackle, and the winter wind slips freezing through the cracks, and my belly is never full and my hands always ache, but I don't care when there is a story. Especially when it is this story, which is the scariest and best. It is about the North Witches. They are terrible, my mother says. They are rotten and filthy to the core and burned black inside from the raging fires of their power. The North Witches, my mother says, burn so fierce that in the land where they live, they created a volcano, which is earth and fire and liquid all at once, and not one thing at all. A volcano surrounded by black earth and a sea lapping at black sand. The North Witches, my mother says, can transform into ravens and wolves and such like other wicked creatures. The North Witches, my mother says, are lit by a sun that stays in the sky all night in the summer and hides entirely in the winter. The North Witches, my mother says, don't need the light at all. Not from the sun and not from God. They take out their eyes and polish them, and then they can see in the dark, so you can know them from the unholy gleam of their eyes when they come for you in the night. And what we do, that's my mother and I, what we do isn't the same as what those witches do. We sell our poppets and our poisons, and we promise curses, but it's different, because most of it is useless and a fancy show and nothing else. We live in a house barely bigger than our outstretched arms, and we are always hungry. How could a curse from our mouths do anything? The only power is in the plants and poisons, because their power comes from God and not from us. But the North Witches can make things happen with only themselves. They are neither one thing nor the other, making them unnatural, dangerous. Which is why my mother says I am to stay well clear, which I think will be very easy. It's not exactly like they're knocking on our door now, is it? You must stay away from the North Witches, my mother says. And it's no good. I am already asleep. I am deep inside a dream. About a white sea that never rests, licking over the sand as black as night. About blue glaciers cast up glassy and gleaming on the shore. About a volcano so powerful, so restless, its steam billowing into the wild sea from a crevice in the folded rocks. About light and dark together in one woman. A woman neither one thing nor another. Free to spill out and glow and burn so she scorches everything, even the land she stands on. A woman with fire inside and power in every word she speaks. And I want. But there's no use in a girl wanting. Part 1. Chapter 1. Now She Is Outcast. Full night, bitter bone cold, winter solstice, the longest night of the year. Lux had started on her mother's grave long before daylight, clearing the nettles from the centre of the poison garden until she reached bare dirt. But the ground was hard as gritted teeth, and she'd had to smash the ice on the well and raise buckets of water and build a fire and heat the water over the stove and pour it on the frozen ground before she could even start to dig. Her hands were swollen and lumpy with nettle stings, made worse by the grazes on her palms, but she was so cold she couldn't feel it. She hadn't noticed the meagre light failing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?